basically all TV news and networks here are saying that Mr. Shinzo Abe's death has been confirmed. The confirmation comes about an hour after his wife, Akie, who's 60 years old, entered the hospital where he was being treated. Now, Mr. Abe was shot this morning. It's reported to have was shot by two shots in the neck and the chest by a man who's 41 years old. His name is Tetsuya Yamagami, and he is believed to have been possessing a homemade gun. Gun control in Japan is very strict, and unless you are specially licensed to possess guns, you cannot. But otherwise, we do hear of gangsters possessing guns and causing problems. But incidents with guns are very rare in Japan. Now, Mr. Abe was shot, and this was shocking enough for the entire Japan. And it's during an election campaign, well, where democracy is an important part of election. Mr. Abe, 67 years old. Ironically, his father, Shintaro Abe, passed away when he was 67. Mr. Abe did not have any children. He's survived by his wife, Akie, and his mother, who is, I believe, over 90 years old. His mother is the daughter of former Prime Minister Kishi Nobusuke. So he's come from a political family with a very high profile. Given the death of Mr. Abe, we have to wait and see what sort of political implication there will be. But we've been hearing that after the cabinet meeting, cabinet ministers have been telling reporters that the election on Sunday for the upper house will be carried out as planned.
Many thanks for Michio for bringing us those updates on Shinzo Abe's death. And for our viewers up there, if you're just joining us, this is the breaking story today. Local media in Japan is citing LDP sources saying that former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has died. He was shot during a speech on Friday in the city of Nara near Kyoto around noon local time. He was delivering a speech at a campaign event ahead of Sunday's upper house elections. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida earlier condemned the attack as barbaric, calling it unforgivable and one that can't be tolerated. Kyodo News earlier reported that Mr. Kishida has gathered ministers to discuss government response to the shooting. The suspect has reportedly told police he was not motivated by a grudge against Mr. Abe's political beliefs.